Hello.
Hi, my name is Destiny. Giving you that call back. I'm with the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Yes. This is Nellie Easterwood in Anniston, and there was a thing on the news the other night about if you were a high risk patient that you needed to go ahead and get your vaccine. Well, I just was talking to CARES, and they said, hospital patients would get theirs before anybody in the public would. Well, I know all this stuff because our daughter's a doctor in New York, but my husband is very high risk, and I was just getting ready to call his cardiologist in Birmingham and say, "Can you find Larry a dose of this stuff? I can wait, but he needs it." He's been in the house for 11 months, or in the yard. He has not left the premises. What can you tell me about it? Seems like there should have been a task force set up to be working on the logistics of getting this out to the general public. What information do they need to bring to prove that they, qualify to be in the group getting it at that point in time? What's all the information? There should have been a task force set up to be doing that while the vaccine was being made. Now that's how I feel. Could you tell me anything about what is going on?
Okay, so I can give you the website on the updates and everything about the
I know.
vaccine.
Okay, I'm tired of reading things. I read all the time. I'm tired of reading things and what we need to be doing. The trouble is, Alabama ain't doing it. Does anybody know when somebody that is extremely vulnerable can get it? And he's not in a nursing home. It's
Gotcha.
really, really frustrating to know that we did not have a task force working on this for the last 6 months, and it would have been an easy rollout. And my God, the people in the nursing home are about on death's door anyway. The workers are the ones that we're exposing them. Vaccinate all the workers, and your patients will be great, but there's people that are old and feeble and not in nursing homes that need it. Now, how in the blank do we get it for them?
Okay, well, just spare. Okay, did you contact your local doctor?
I've contacted them. They said they will not be giving it, that we would have to go to the drugstore.
Okay, just one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay. Not everybody goes to a nursing home when they get old and feeble.
And I'm still here. Just hold one moment.
Okay, thank you. I noticed that our old and feeble governor got her shot, but
I'm
I
sorry, you
can't
said you
get
do
one.
what now?
I said, I noticed that our old and feeble and senile governor got her shot without any problems, but I can't get one for my 83-year-old husband.
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
And you see that you did contact your local police department.
Did I contact my local police
I
department?
mean, I'm sorry. I meant to say, did you contact the doc your doctor, your primary
Yes,
doctor?
our personal primary care doctor that we've had for 35 years, and he said they would not be giving it, that we would have to get it at the drugstore. And the drugstores don't even have it.
Okay, just one moment.
Are you looking up something?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Just hold one moment.
Okay. I'm gonna keep calling around here after if I can't get an answer from you guys, and then I'm gonna call his doctors in Birmingham, and if I still can't come up with anything, I'm gonna call the congressman's office.
Okay,
Might
just
even call the
one
White
moment.
House. Okay. I mean, nobody can even, like my neighbor said, how do we prove, other than our age, how do we prove, that we've got medical conditions that make us very susceptible? What does my husband need to have in his hand other than his age? That should do it with him.
Okay, I do understand. Just hold one moment.
And he can't stand in line for hours, you know, at a drugstore.
Yes, I do understand. Just hold one moment.
I tell you what, I'm gonna keep on. I'm gonna call the governor's office before the day's over. I think.
Yeah, ma'am, I can give you the website. And that
I
will
don't
give
do.
you, and that will give you
No.
the information of the new releases.
Okay, what are you looking for? You're looking up something for me. I don't do websites real good, but
Okay, so we actually don't have where you can actually get the vaccine from yet.
you don't know where you can get it.
No, ma'am, we don't have actually where you get the vaccines from as of yet.
Okay. Who does? Does anybody
I
know?
wouldn't exactly
What
know, which is
darn.
why I was just trying to give you that website.
See, that's what's so ridiculous. We have a vaccine that's coming out by the day, and nobody knows how you can, where or how you get it, unless you go check yourself into a nursing home. That's ridiculous. The health department doesn't know. Your doctor doesn't know. Somehow our governor got one, and she's about the same age as my husband, and about as feeble as my husband.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand.
It's just very, very frustrating that this was not taken care of prior to the vaccine hitting to the public. It's just frustrating that nothing was done. Go ahead and give me that website and I'll get my neighbor to look it up.
Okay, so that would be
Okay.
Alabama Public Health.
Okay, do I spell everything out?
Yes, ma'am.
Alabama Public Health. Okay.
Gov.
Dot gov.
Slash COVID-19.
Slash COVID-19.
Slash vaccine
Vaccine.
dot
Okay.
HTM
H T what?
M L
Okay, you're saying, wait a minute. You're saying dot after vaccine, there's a dot. And then what?
H T ML.
HTML. H T as in Tom, M as in Mary, L as in Lucas.
That's correct.
Okay, what else?
In the pound sound news.
Pound sign news.
That's correct.
What else?
That's all.
AlabamaPublicHealth.gov slash COVID-19 slash vaccine dot HTML pound news.
That's great.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you for calling
Okay.
the Department of
Okay,
Health
bye-bye.
Coronavirus Hotline, and you have a great day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.